You are listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Adults affected by ADHD will be helped to succeed, enjoying their life in the process. Hosted by Abigail Werf, coach, author, and speaker. Abigail's focus is helping adults with ADHD live their best lives professionally and personally.
Hi, this is Abigail, and welcome to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. This is podcast number 006, and we are going to talk about how those of us affected by ADHD tend to explain too much. And let me tell you, this is something I really understand, and though I understand what's best to do, I'll admit that I still struggle with this to this day. So there is no cheat sheet for this podcast. So as I said, today I'm going to talk about two ways we explain too much. First, due to the ADHD, we tend to fall short of the mark sometimes, delivering projects late, not following through, forgetting something, etc. This is part and parcel of having ADHD for many of us. So we get into the habits of explanations as to why we are late, didn't finish something on time, didn't follow through, etc. What sounds like explaining to us sounds like excuses to non-ADHD people, and after a while, they get very tired of hearing our explanations. Sometimes the reason we give is true, and sometimes they're a little, shall we say, prevarication, folks. We all are guilty of this because the real explanation is embarrassing. Sorry I didn't get it done. I know I had the whole weekend, but I was busy lying on my bed the whole weekend staring at the ceiling. It's not something we really want to say. I have learned it is better not to offer an explanation unless asked. Simply apologize and get to work, if it is a work situation. Get going on what is next, or get going on what you should have done. Sorry I'm late. How was your day so far? Not, I know I'm late. You won't believe what happened while I was driving here. First, a dump truck was ahead of me on a narrow street, and I couldn't pass it. Then I had to rescue a kitty that was stuck in a tree, and then I couldn't find any parking, and it goes on. They don't want to hear all this, and you are just eating up more time, and you have already wasted their time by being late. I call this no but and yes but. No but and yes but. Because you have a but following the answer. Did you get the project done? No, but I have a really good reason. It all began Wednesday when, to my surprise, a gorilla rang my doorbell. Instead, no, I apologize. Is it possible for me to get it to you by the end of the day? Stop and then listen. Someone says, you're late. Respond, yes, you're right. I apologize. Stop and listen. Keep your responses short and sweet. As I'm always telling my clients and myself, we explain too much and no one really cares but us. The formula I've come up with is acknowledge, apologize, offer a remedy if possible, or move on and don't dwell if it's not possible. The more we say, the bigger deal it becomes and more likely to be remembered. Less is more in this case. Keep it short and most forget. Make it long and most will remember. Save the explanations for what I call the really real, the super big once-in-a-lifetime situations. I think part of the reason we overexplain or feel we need to explain is justification. We are so fearful of being viewed as less than or wrong, the thought is almost unbearable, so we want to be believed, and that is where the irony comes in. The more we justify, the less likely we will be believed or heard the way we want to be. Instead, it's here she goes again, or why didn't he just say he didn't get it done and get to work on it? That is often what the listener is thinking, while we are thinking the more I explain, the better. This lesson is hard to learn. I struggle every day with the idea that less is more in my transactions with people professionally, and this should really apply personally also. Our family and friends are tired of the excuses, and because that is what they hear, or explanations, that is what we think we are doing, when we don't do as we said we would do, are late, don't follow through, and so forth. I believe the best route to take in the beginning of trying to break the justification habit is the formula I mentioned earlier, until you find your own way of taking responsibility without giving laborious responses. Remember, those explanations are not really for the listener's benefit, but for our own sensitivity of feeling less than in the eyes of others. The formula again is acknowledge, apologize, offer remedy if possible, or move on if that's not possible, and don't dwell. This is all food for thought. Each person must find their own language ultimately and decide what and how they want to take responsibility for their actions or lack of actions. And actions are the key word, because actions speak louder than words. I messed up, and now I'm going to fix it. No prevarications. Take responsibility and remedy it. It is bold, mature, and shows self-confidence. I seek this in my own actions. Sometimes I fail, but I simply get up off the floor and try to do better the next opportunity. That is right. I see each time I don't follow through or the like as an opportunity to get better at this. This is more about hopefulness than hopelessness. The second way we explain too much is what I think of as the preamble problem, as in the preamble of the Constitution. The preamble sets the tone and contextualizes. Often when we are asked something, and instead of giving a simple and brief answer, we start out with a preamble and then get to the answer. I think there are a lot of reasons why many of us do this. One, it can give us time to switch gears, shift our focus. That is often something we struggle with. Another is that many of us also like to contextualize what we are talking about. I don't know if this is because many of us are storytellers at heart, and or because we are constantly seeking to be understood and heard. We can struggle with not feeling heard or understood every day in life. A preamble gives us time to set the tone, try to get the listeners to see through our eyes. There is a time and a place for that. But, for example, at work, in a meeting, or when the other is hurried, a simple answer will suffice and the preamble is annoying. They may be thinking, I don't want to hear the story. I just want a yes or a no to the question I asked. When I'm taking on a new client, I often ask them a set of questions about their executive function skills. Executive function skills are things like time management, planning, prioritizing, goal setting, self-regulation, task initiation, and more. These are questions that I explain only require a yes or no answer. Do you struggle with starting new tasks? Yes or no? Running through the questions often takes a lot of time because every answer is started by telling a story or contextualizing response by the new client. That is fine, but I find it interesting how many of us struggle to just briefly answer. I believe, like many, we are struggling to be understood and heard on a high level, and given the opportunity, we go for it. What we need to do is figure out in the moment if this is the right time for a preamble rather than just a succinct answer. Is there real value to be offered by an extended answer? Sometimes there is, but oftentimes there is not. We often struggle with reading the situation and responding appropriately. I know I struggle with it, and I've seen many of my clients struggle as well. To review, remember that what we think of as an explanation tends to be heard as excuses. Better to acknowledge and then solve than spend time explaining. The formula I suggest is acknowledge, apologize, offer a remedy if possible, or move on and don't dwell if that is not possible. Second, be careful when answering questions whether it is best to be short, succinct, and to the point, or set a tone and contextualize sort of like a preamble to the Constitution. We're often poor at reading these situations, so when in doubt, go for succinct. If the listener wants more, they will ask. Finally, a bonus tip. We often tend to interrupt or blurt out something when others are talking, especially in social situations. I think it is because we get excited and scared we will forget what we have just thought of to say. Many of my clients have this problem, not to mention that I struggle with it myself. Here are three good questions to ask yourself in the moment and silently. Does it need to be said? Does it need to be said right now? Does it need to be said by me? Let me repeat those. Does it need to be said? Does it need to be said right now? And does it need to be said by me? Ask yourself those questions, and you'll find many times that it will help you to control the blurting and the interrupting. So that's it for today. Now, remember, there's no cheat sheet for this episode. I hope this was helpful. The next podcast is on how time management is a lie, but you can manage your actions. If you have comments or topic suggestions, you can call 24/7 to 1-844-ADD-ADHD. That's 1-844-ADD-ADHD. Or if you want the numbers, 1-844-233-2343, and leave a message. Or go to my website, abigailwerf.com/contact. I always appreciate your time and attention. Please take a few minutes and review this podcast, Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD on iTunes or whatever platform you're using to get this podcast. Reviews really matter, and they help other people to find the podcast and hopefully be helped out by these tips. I look forward to our next podcast, and in the meantime, keep on keeping on.
Thanks for listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Come back next week for a new episode. For show notes and free stuff, go to abigailwerf.com.